The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brent Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, back in the Hawks nest, the Lady Hawks, having gone on the road this last Saturday, finally got that first elusive league win, beating Wolook to the tune of 52-39. And tonight we're taking on a Natchez Valley team that is 4-4 overall, and they beat us back on December 9th, 60-23. In this pregame, we'll take a good look at that Wolook game, see what went right for us, as well as the Natchez Valley game from back up in Natchez Valley in early December, and see who we need to look out for in terms of scoring from Natchez Valley, how our offense worked in that game, and what we need to do to succeed and try and get a second league win tonight, although against a Ranger team that presented quite a challenge to us over a month ago. So we're going to take a break and then be back with all that good information, as well as the SCAC standings, the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action as Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Natchez Valley Rangers here at home. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest, the Lady Hawks at 1-7 in league, 3-8 overall, going to be taking on a Natchez Valley team here at home. It's 4-4 in league. They are 8-4 overall, and we played them back in Natchez on December 9th and lost 60-23. Last Saturday, the Lady Hawks went on the road and finally got that elusive league victory against the Wallouk Lady Warriors. And that was an interesting game, and we were leading only by two after one quarter of play, but then we really pulled away from them in the second quarter, outscoring Wallouk 17-2, opening up a 32-15 halftime lead that we never looked back from, although our 17-point lead at halftime ended up being whittled to 13 in the final telling. But all the same, Lady Hawks prevail. Lady Hawks led by 13 points from Charlie Amick and 13 points from Lou Weaver. What we had difficulty controlling was the 18 points from Mia Morales of Wallouk. And in fairness to Wallouk, they put up 13 points in the first quarter, 17 points in the fourth. And if they put together four consistent quarters, it might have been a different outcome. But again, the Lady Hawks do prevail, and they get that first league win. But now we're taking on a Natchez Valley team that beat us back on December 9th, 60-23. Natchez Valley raced out back then, 20-5 lead after one quarter of play, and led 34-8 at halftime. We were having great difficulty getting anything going on offense. That first half up in Natchez Valley, three field goals. A two from Charlie Amick, a three from Charlie Amick, and then two from Emma Niemeyer. You may remember that Lou Weaver was still unavailable to us when we traveled up to Natchez Valley. We actually were led by 7 points from Emma Niemeyer back then and 11 points from Charlie Amick. Charlie having a pretty good game from outside. We need to watch out for, well, the Rangers were led by 15 points from Mia Staggs, their 5'6 junior guard, and 18 points from Emma Maria Mendoza. She is a 5'1 sophomore, and she, in particular, was just scoring twos from all over the place. Mia Staggs got a couple of threes on us in the first half, and then we proceeded to rotate out on them. And we gave up three threes in the first half, cut that off entirely in the second half, but we were both Staggs and Emma Maria Mendoza. She has a sister, Amaryllis, who is a freshman who also will see a little bit of time on the court. But between Emma Maria Mendoza and Mia Staggs, we were having trouble stopping them. They also had 9 points from MK St. Martin. She's a 5'10 sophomore that plays down low on the post, and she was occasionally getting some pretty strong looks as well. So if we can find a way to control Mendoza, pardon me, and Staggs, keeping in mind the fact we do have Lou Weaver back, we may be able to play our way back into this, although we're looking like we're something of a shorthanded team tonight. I see 7 girls out on the court. Ella Bryant is still unavailable, and neither is Rahima Durand, and the girls we brought with us on the road apparently are not going to be suiting up either, so we're going to be a little bit short of energy as we're only going to have 7 girls on the court, and that might make things more challenging against the Rangers. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups. When we return here from the Hawks Nest, Lady Hawks getting ready to take on the Natchez Valley Rangers here at home. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy, tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest. Let's go ahead and take a look at the SCAC standings and scoreboard. Zilla, boy, they continue to hunker top at 8-0, followed by Wapato. We'll be traveling to Wapato on Friday. Wapato's at 7-1. Then Royal at 6-2. Cashmere at 5-3. We'll be seeing them next week. Then this Natchez Valley team at 4-4. Then Kybe at 3-5. Connell at 2-6. College Place at 1-7. And then Waluk still having trouble finding those league wins. They are at 0-8. In other action this evening, Wapato is at Connell. Zilla is hosting Cashmere. And Waluk will be at Kybe on Friday. As mentioned, we will be up at Wapato. Late scores from last week on Saturday. Kybe got whipped by Royal in Royal City, 67-29. Natchez Valley pretty easily beat the Connell Eagles in Natchez, 54-37. And Zilla went to Wapato, and that was a battle of the undefeated. And Zilla beat Wapato pretty handily, 78-51. So we knew that was going to be a close game, and Zilla ended up coming out on top in that case. So other games this week on Friday. Zilla will be at Royal, Cashmere will be hosting Connell, and Kybe will be at Natchez Valley. On Saturday, we will have the day off. Wapato will go all the way out to the Marysville area to take on 1B Tulalip Heritage. Brewster, will be at Cashmere in another non-league game. And then also on Saturday, we've got, they're all non-league games on Saturday. Connell will be at an old opponent in the Granger Spartans. Granger having moved down to 2B. We're going to take a break so we can honor the flag, and then when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. We'll be back at the Hawk's Nest as they get ready to take on the Natchez Valley Rangers. Back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back here live in College Place, the Hawk's Nest. We're announcing the bench. Folks starting on the bench for Natchez Valley include a 5'2 freshman and number 0, Carson Denny. Denny getting 5 points against us back in December. A 5'9 sophomore, number 10, Madison Wilson. A 5'3 sophomore, number 13, Emma Sloan. A 5'3 sophomore, number 23, Brooke Kopta. And a 5'10 sophomore, number 44, M.K. St. Martin. I had mentioned that we were going to be real short on subs, but happily I've been proven incorrect in that. All those additional folks we took on the trip to Waluk, well, they are available. So we're going to have We're going to have Ellie Anders available off the bench. Annie Watson, the senior. We're going to have the 5'7 freshman, number 14, Harper Amick. The 5'11 sophomore, number 20, Cece Perks, putting in 6 points up in Waluke. She will be available, as will the 5'7 sophomore, Emma Niemeyer. I believe Emma's out there. And the 5'5 freshman in number 22, Bree Smith. Now looking at the starters for Natchez Valley, they're going to start a 5'1 sophomore, number 3, Emma Maria Mendoza, and she's the one we need to watch out for, putting up 18 points against us back in December. Yes, indeed. Then they're going to start also her sister, a 5'4 freshman, a number 4, Amaryllis Mendoza, a 5'6 junior, and number 11, Mia Staggs, putting 15 points up on us back in December. A 5'5 sophomore, number 12, Emery Rowe. And finally rounding things out for head coach Levante Allen will be a 5'8 junior and number 14, Finley Honkinen. For the Lady Hawks, Julie Hill is going to start. I said Ellie Andrews is going to be on the bench. That was wrong. Ellie Andrews not going to be on the bench. Grayson Tan is starting on the bench. Starting for us will be the 5'6 senior number 1, Charlie Amick. Also paired with her will be the 5'5 senior number 2, Bertukin Durand. And then the redhead, the quarterback, the point guard, number five, the 5'5 senior, Lou Weaver, will be out there. And then getting the first start of her college place career will be the 5'9 listed as sophomore, number 15, Carly Ray, will be getting some time out there. So again, Watson should be coming off the bench, I'm pretty sure. Miss Watson is out there. I don't recall. Did I see her? Or was I mistaken? Yeah, Emma Niemeyer's there. Oh, Annie is not here. As I recall, Annie did not go up to Waluke either. So I take it back, because Watson is not available. So let's see. We're going to have Carly Ray is going to step in against 14. Who is that? That's Finley Honkinen. And so the ref's just checking to make sure. The ball ref's hanging on, making sure his South End partner is available. Now he's set. And ref's just position. There we go. Now we're ready. There's the whistle. Ball's up, and the ball gets tapped in the backcourt to Emma Maria Mendoza, who quickly feeds Mia Staggs down the left lane and lays it up and in. Just like that, 2-0 Natchez Valley. And they're going to press coming up the court, which we had trouble dealing with back in Natchez Valley. But Lou Weaver's going to go up court to Charlie. Charlie's going to bring it up. With Mendoza thrashing her, now Lou Weaver has it at the top. She'll go in the corner to Ellie Andrews. Ellie turning it around, a couple of dribbles, now dribbling to the top. Now she's going to pull up, going to feed to Carly Ray on the right wing. Carly waiting for something, bounce pass down to Charlie. She'll kick back out to Weaver, pull up for a left wing three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Bertukin Duran's going to come down with the rebound and then get tied up for a jump ball. She got tied up by Emery Rowe. And the possession arrow favors the Lady Hawks. 7:21 to go in the first, just underway. 2-0 Natchez Valley. With us having it out under the bucket. I'm going to go up, wanted to go in the corner to Charlie. Instead, it's going to be intercepted by Emery Rowe. Rowe then is going to feed Emma Maria Mendoza, who's coming up the right court, and she's going to get called for a double dribble. So Natchez Valley turns it over, but they will press the inbound. Ray inbound to Bertukin. Quickly up court to Weaver, who got up, and then as she was coming up, she got thieved by Emery Mendoza, but they're going to say Mendoza hacked Lou's arm. So we'll get the ball back on the far sideline with a fresh 30. Inbound to Carly Ray, handoff to Weaver. She'll dribble to the top. Now she's covered by Amaryllis Mendoza, drives down, one nice bounce pass down to Carly Ray, goes up and got fouled by Finley Honkinen. That's right. That's just what you need to do. And so Honkinen will pick up her first personal, and Carly Ray will go to the line. First time for either team to the charity stripe. We technically, I guess we had a shot off, but Ray's shot swirls in and out, no good. Two nothing Natchez Valley, 7:05 to go in the first. Just underway here in the Hawks Nest as Carly hunkers and fires and puts that off the back of the rim, no good. Honkinen will come down with a rebound, and she's running and getting picked on by Lou Weaver coming down the court. Shot is no good. Rebound's going to end up going on the deck, and we got Ellie Andrews tied up with Amaryllis Mendoza, and this time the jump ball possession arrow favors Natchez Valley. Sahan Keenan will take it out baseline. And Julie Hill wants to look at the basketball and make sure we're playing with the right ball. And apparently we aren't. She's going to go into the supply room and get us a proper basketball. We've been playing with a guy's ball this time. I think we actually have. Yeah, sure enough. We were playing with a guy's basketball. So Julie Hill is saying we got to play with a girl's ball out there. Interesting. The refs did not catch that as Mia Staggs gets the ball in the left corner and then drags her pivot foot. Natchez Valley turns the ball over again. Carla Ray will take it out of the end of the bench. Feed to Bertukin. Up court to Lou Weaver, and that's going to be tipped and lost. Han Keenan's going to have that in-feed Amaryllis. Now going to kick out to Mia Staggs. Pulls up for three. No good. Han Keenan comes down with the rebound. Feed Staggs again. Kick out to Amaryllis. Amaryllis is going to pull up the center circle. Amaryllis to her sister Emma Maria. Now bounce pass to Staggs. Staggs dribbling in to Amaryllis. Gets cut off in the corner. Staggs at the top. Drives down, pulls up from about eight. Shot off the back of the rim, no good. Rowe will come down with a rebound. Her put back is no good. Again, gets her own rebound, and then they're going to call Carly Ray for reaching around her. So Ray will pick up her first personal. And Han Keenan will take it out baseline. Natchez Valley getting lots of second looks here. We end up going long to Emma Maria. Got two Mendoza sisters out there. She'll feed on the left wing to Stagg. She'll dribble out to the top. Staggs now to Rowe on the right wing. Rowe, a couple of dribbles now to Amaryllis. Amaryllis going right, then left, then drives baseline. Managed to feed. Was that Rowe down low? Yeah, Rowe on the right block. And she's able to put it away, making it 4-0. As Carly Ray comes up the court and then gets tied up by Staggs for a jump ball, and it'll be college boys basketball. Having a little bit of trouble with this Natchez Valley press as Ray will take it out between the bench and the scorekeepers. Feed in the backcourt to Lou Weaver. Going behind her back with Emma Maria Mendoza all over her. Gets across the timeline, continuing to dribble, and they're going to call a grounding foul on Emma Maria. That'll be her. Nope, sorry. That's Amaryllis, who she was working against. She'll have her second foul. And 5:51 to go in the first quarter, and the Lady Hawks trailing 4-0. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
5:51 to go in the first. Lady Hawks trail 4-0. Having a little bit of trouble managing the Natchez Valley press as Emma Niemeyer has checked in. Going to feed Carly Ray on the right wing. Niemeyer's checked in for Lou Weaver. Carly dribbling in, lost a handle on it, ended up losing it out of bounds. So Han Keenan will inbound to, that is Emma Maria Mendoza. To Amaryllis on the right wing, dribbling down, now pulling back out. Now she'll hand off to Staggs at the top. Staggs now in the corner to Emma Maria. Emma Maria kicking back to Staggs, drives baseline and is able to lay it in on the left block. Staggs getting her fourth point of the game. 6-0. And then Emma Maria is going to steal the inbounds. Can't get the shot off, make it work. Feeds instead to Amaryllis. Comes down with the rebound. Now the rebound's going to end up on the floor. Who wants it? Staggs ends up with it on the left wing. We keep giving him extra chances to roll. To Emma Maria for about 12 feet. Ends up being no good. And Niemeyer finally comes down with the rebound and then gets it to Amick, who got fouled by, I believe, Emma Maria. Thing is, Emma Maria Mendoza now with her second foul, and Lady Rangers potentially getting foul issues as Brooke Kopta will check in for Emma Maria. She will go to the bench as we continue to press. Ray has the ball in the backcourt, and she's going to need some help. Goes up to Ellie Andrews. Andrews having to dribble around, and you're running out of time. Yep, took too long to get the ball out of the backcourt, and the press stresses us out once again. So Roll will take it out far sideline. She'll feed to Amaryllis at center circle. This is just the only Mendoza sister out there to row to Staggs at the top. Staggs goes right, fakes right, goes left, down the left lane. Shot is no good, and she traveled coming down the court. So never mind. Inbound to Ray. Up court, nope. It ends up getting tipped, stolen again. Rahan Keenan feeds to Staggs. Kicks down to Amaryllis down low, who lays it up and in. Amaryllis Mendoza making it 8-0 Natchez Valley. And then we lose the inbounds again. Han Keenan gathers the ball, and then Ray manages to get a hand on it and poke it out of bounds. But it's going to be Natchez Valley basketball with 4:19 to go in the first. As Mendoza will take it out, that's Amaryllis. Baseline. Down to Staggs for a long three. That shot is no good as Durand comes down with the rebound. She'll then feed to Ellie Andrews, cross back up to Durand, get across the timeline to Charlie Amick for three. Swirls in and up, down! Charlie Amick with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. We get the goose egg off the board. It's 8-3, Natchez Valley. Mendoza to Rowe, to in the corner to Han Keenan. Han Keenan back to Rowe, right wing. Mendoza at the top. Mendoza can't drive in. Rowe will then drive in. She gets cut off by three. Then feed to Kupta, who then feeds Staggs, who traveled again. Staggs with three turnovers. She also has 4 points, but she keeps getting called for traveling. As nope, Durand has trouble taking the inbound. She manages to gather it back in. She'll feed to Ray. Ray, having trouble, going to have it stolen by Staggs. Dribbles into the corner. Staggs, double clutching. Traveled again. Mia Staggs with 4 turnovers. And she keeps raising her hands and looking at her coach going, what the heck's going on? So Ray, oh, she's having trouble getting it in. Finally gets it up to Emma, who then quickly gets it to Durand. Now up court to Charlie. Charlie in the left corner. At the top to Carly Ray. Now to Emma Niemeyer. She'll dribble into the key. Kick out to Charlie. Thinks about the three instead. She's got to wait for someone to open up. To Emma in the corner. Emma drives baseline. One touch pass to Carly Ray. Feed to Durand. Up from 12. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rowe will come down with a rebound. That was a good offensive sequence there as Rowe coming up the court. They're going to say got fouled by Bertukin Durand. That'll be her first personal, second team foul. With 3:10 to go in the first quarter, Lady Hawks trailing 8-3. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to College Sports Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
3:10 to go in the first quarter. Lady Hawks trail 8-3. And kind of like up in Natchez, we're having a bit of little trouble dealing with the Ranger press. Lou Weaver is on the end of the bench right now, having been pulled out with about 5:30 to go, as Amaryllis Mendoza takes the inbound. She's on the left wing, Staggs. Staggs, bounce pass down to Kopta. Kopta back to Staggs at the top to Mendoza. Hand off to Han Keenan. Now to Staggs at the top. Staggs down to Rowe. Has to kick back out to Mendoza. 14 on the shot clock. Mendoza to Kopta in the corner. Wants to dribble in. Gives down low to Rowe. Slices between two. They're going to say she got fouled. So Rowe works her way to the line. Having been... They say fouled by set. Look. Okay, fouls on Ellie Andrews. I didn't see her close to, I thought it might have been on Carly Ray, but instead Rowe's going to shoot two. Puts her first off the back of the rim. No good. Rowe with 2 points. As MK St. Martin now will check in and spell Han Keenan for Natchez Valley. St. Martin, rather, with 9 points back in December. Rowe's second free throw is also off the back of the rim, no good. And Emma Niemeyer's in position for the rebound. St. Martin might have been called for over the back. Up court to Charlie Amick. Get across the timeline. Crossover to Ray at the top. Ray is given a move down straight Broadway. And Carly Ray says, I'll take that gift. Thank you very much. 8-5 Rangers. 2:27 to go in the first. Mendoza to Staggs on the left wing for three. Was left open off the back of the rim. No good. Tip rebound's going to go on the deck. Staggs somehow comes up with it, and we're going to get tied up. Oh, Staggs traveled again. Holy cow. Mia Staggs has like 5 traveling turnovers this quarter. And she keeps looking at her coach going, I cannot believe this. So Ray will inbound to Durand with Mendoza getting in her face. Back to Ray, up court to Ellie. Ellie will now take it across the timeline with Staggs over her. To Amick in the corner. She'll pull up for three. Barely off the front of the rim, no good. Rowe will chase down the rebound. She's coming down the right wing with Ray in pursuit. Gets to Mendoza down low, and her lay-in is no good. And then the rebound's lost out of bounds by St. Martin. Lady Hawks trail 20-5 after one quarter of play in Natchez. It is 8-5 Rangers with 2 minutes to go in the first. This is a much closer game. As Ray is running out of time, she ends up, he ended up giving it to Staggs. As Lou Weaver's going to check in, as Mendoza feeds Staggs, pulls up from 12, swirls in and out, and then finally drops. Staggs now with 6 points and 5 turnovers. As Andrews, coming up the court, loses the ball to Kopta. We lose the press again. As Staggs takes the ball, drives left lane, can't get the shot in. They're saying she got fouled, I believe, by Durand. Yeah, that'll be her second personal. So Staggs will go to the line now. The Rangers are 0 for 2 from the line. Up 10-5 with 1:40 as Staggs hits the first, making it 11-5. So Lou Weaver will check in for Durand. Staggs, real deliberate left-handed dribbles. Her second shot is no good. But then, they end up getting the offensive rebound. It's a miss. MK St. Martin gets another one. And then Staggs at the top of the arc hits a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. And suddenly it's 14-5, and it's not as close as we'd hoped. As Lou Weaver will then quickly go up court to Charlie Amick. She's free for a left-wing three. That ends up being an air ball. As Carly Ray goes out of bounds to get it, but ends up stepping on the timeline. Not the timeline, but the baseline. There we go. Get my lines straight. Hawks have been trailing 8-5. Suddenly they're trailing 14-5. As Kopt has the ball deep on the right wing. She'll dribble around and hand off Staggs. Staggs stutter stepping. Now instead going to Rowe. Now back to Staggs at the top. Fakes the three. Drives in. Pulls up from 12. That's nothing but net. Wrong side of things. Somehow St. Martin comes down with a rebound. She'll feed Staggs for a long three. That ends up being no good, and then MK St. Martin ends up losing the ball out of bounds. All the way up the court, though, as Ellie Andrews will take it out in front of the scorer's table. She'll feed to Weaver with Durand getting ready to check back in. The redhead with Mendoza on her feeds to Emma Niemeyer on the right wing. Emma now to Carly Ray at the top. She wants to drive in. Instead, she'll feed to Ellie Andrews. She'll pull up for three from the top. Nothing but net! Hello, Ellie Andrews. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3. 14-8, Natchez Valley. Rowe to Kopta on the left wing for 3. Nothing but net. Kopta with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3. 17-8, Natchez Valley. Weaver working against a double team with under 20 seconds to go. Crosses the timeline, still maintaining her dribble, looking around. Feeds in the corner to Niemeyer. And then as she tried driving into the key, they're going to say she got blocked by Staggs, I believe. No, they're saying that's on MK St. Martin. So that'll be her first personal. And 15 foul? Yeah. So Emma Niemeyer is going to go to the line. Lady Hawks 0 for 2 so far this evening. And make that 1 for 3 as Emma drops one down. It is 17-9 Natchez Valley, 11 seconds to go. And Durand will spell Charlie Amick, give her a breather for the second quarter. Emma, those 3 quick machine gun dribbles. And she hunkers and fires. Nothing but net. 17-10, Natchez Valley coming up on 10 seconds as Rowe quickly will come up on the left wing. Stags fakes the three, drives baseline, pulls up from 10. Puts it up the side of the rim, no good. And then we got a foul with 3 seconds to go. I think it's going to be on Carly Ray. No, they're saying that foul's on Durand? How is that possible? So, unfortunately, 3.4 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bertukin Durand now has three fouls. So, MK St. Martin to the line for two. The sophomore puts the first off the front of the rim. No good. Rangers are 1 for 5 from the line. Lady Hawks 2 for 4 here in the first quarter. St. Martin, couple of dribbles, stops, couple dribbles again, hunkers. And finally she lets it go, puts that off the back of the rim, no good. And then scrambles to the sideline, gets her own rebound, but then can't get a shot off, and the first quarter comes to an end. With it looking better than it did in Natchez, but still, after one quarter play, we trail 17-10. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Start of the second quarter, and Lady Hawks trail 17-10. That's a mite better than the 20-5 we were trailing by when we played up in Natchez back on December 9th. In that game, we did not have the services of Lou Weaver. Now she is back and looking to be more or less full strength. As Han Keenan will feed to Amaryllis Mendoza. Her sister's still on the bench with some foul trouble. Han Keenan drives into the key. Bounce pass to Rowe. Kicks back out to Han Keenan. Pulls up from about 13 off the front of the rim. No good. Ellie Andrews gets the rebound. Wants to go up court to Lou Weaver. Instead hands it to Han Keenan. Feeds to Amaryllis for a long three. That shot is no good. She gets a rebound. Spins, shoot, ends up being no good. Then the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by College Place. Natchez Valley. Second look after second look after second look. Rowe to St. Martin. Pushes into the key. Bank shot is too strong. Does not get her own rebound as Ray will pick up the rebound. She'll then hand off to Weaver. 17-10 Natchez Valley. 7:26 to go in the half. Lou dribbling on Amaryllis Mendoza. Feed to Ellie Andrews at the top for three. Come in, Ellie Andrews! Woo! Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. Cuts the Ranger lead to four at 17-13. Mendoza to Kopta. In the corner to Rowe. She has to scramble to get it. And it's stolen by Lou Weaver! She's way ahead of Rowe. She's probably going to go all the way, and she does! Lou Weaver with the theft in the bucket, and suddenly it's a two-point game. 17-15, Natchez Valley. Kopta deep on the left wing. Dribbles to the left. And stolen by Weaver again. She's picked Kopta's pocket two possessions in a row. She then dribbles up. Going to feed Ellie Andrews. Can't get the three off. She's now going to pull out. Now feed to Durand. Playing out there with three fouls. Now to Ellie deep on the right wing. Now to Emma Niemeyer deep on the left wing. She head fakes. Drives in. Kick out to Lou Weaver. Left corner three. Gets it! Lady Hawks have the lead. Lou Weaver with a Hank Ward Edward Jones three. It's 18-17 College Place. 6:17 to go in the half. Kopta deep on the left wing pulls up for three, and she answers. Kopta with her second Hank Ward Edward Jones three, making it 20-18 Natchez Valley. Durand on the right wing. Demi Niemeyer head fakes, drives into the key, and she got fouled driving down Broadway. And that foul is going to be on Kopta. That'll be her first personal. So Emma Niemeyer will go to the line. She's 2 for 2. Knox trail by 2 with Charlie Amick getting ready to check back in. Emma taking her time. Puts it off the back of the rim. No good. So Amick will check in for Durand. Also checking in will be Emma Maria Mendoza and Mia Staggs, who started the second quarter on the bench. So the only non-starter out there is MK St. Martin. Niemeyer, those machine gun dribbles, puts up her second. That is off the back of the rim, no good. As St. Martin comes down with the rebound, she will hand off to Mendoza. That is now Emma. Oh, we got both Mendoza sisters out there. Amaryllis now has it on the left. Feed to Staggs on the left wing. Now in the corner to MK St. Martin. Drives into the key, gets cut off by 2. Still manages to get a bank shot off. Ends up being no good, but she earned her way to the line. And that foul is going to be on Emma Niemeyer. That'll be her first. And so MK St. Martin to the line for 2. She's 0 for 2. The Rangers are 1 for 6 from the line. And St. Martin puts that off the side of the rim. No good. 5:41 to go in the first half. Natchez Valley 20, College Place 18. Natchez Valley is led, except we did briefly take the lead on a Lou Weaver 3 as St. Martin puts that one off the back of the rim, no good, and Niemeyer will come down with a rebound. Durand ends up then going up court to Niemeyer. Niemeyer crossed to Bertukin. We had a clock issue. What? Why is the clock still running? Why is the clock still... Okay, now the clock has stopped. Okay, Lou Weaver will take it out far sideline with 28 on the shot clock. That's too much. Weaver will then take it back. She'll pull up from 15. That was not long enough. Tipped by Emma Niemeyer. Feeds to Weaver. Fakes the 3. Instead kicks to Emma. Down low to Carly Ray, who then immediately gets triple teamed and ends up giving the ball up to Amaryllis Mendoza, who then has it stolen by Durand. Mendoza gets it back. And then we have a timeout. We have a timeout with 5:15 to go in the half. And the Lady Hawks trailing Natchez Valley here at home, 20-18, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks trail 20-18, 5:15 to go in the first half. We trailed 20-5 after one quarter of play up in Natchez. This is a whole different ball game. So who is that? Amaryllis will inbound to Emma Maria. We got the two Mendoza sisters out there, and they are clearly sisters too. As Emma Maria goes to Staggs, deep on the left wing. Staggs to Emma Maria on the right wing. To Amaryllis in the right corner. Amaryllis bounce pass down to MK St. Martin. Then to Emma Maria for a long 2. That shot is no good. Somehow Amaryllis comes down with a rebound to Emma Maria for a left wing 3. Nothing but net. Emma Maria Mendoza with her first bucket of the game as a Hank Warden Edward Jones 3. And they're on a 6-0 run. Take a 23-18 lead. As Weaver wanted to feed Durand, and Staggs ends up knocking it out of bounds. Emery Rowe will check in and spell MK St. Martin. 4:37 to go on the half. Hawks trail by 5. Durand in the backcourt to Lou Weaver in the inbounds. 18 on the shot clock. Lou on the left wing to Charlie Amick for 3. Off the side of the rim, no good. Rowe will come down with the rebound and go up court to Staggs. Staggs will wait for traffic to pass. Now take it across the timeline. Staggs on the left wing to Amaryllis. Amaryllis dribbling to the top. Now feeds back to Staggs on the left wing. She dribbles then to the top. Now to, she traveled. Yeah, I thought something was funky with Han Keenan's footwork, and that is like the 7th traveling foul for Natchez Valley. Mia Staggs herself had 5 of them in the first quarter. Might even have been 6. So Lou Weaver will bring it up. Give on the right wing to Durand, who lost the ball off her thigh. It's going to be chased down by Amaryllis with Durand in pursuit. She manages to block the shot, and then Staggs, trying to get the rebound, slops it out of bounds. Catch a break there. And the Rangers have given up pressing. So Lou Weaver will bring it up. Give down low to Niemeyer. Kick out to Durand in the corner. Durand scooting around the left wing to Charlie in the corner to Lou Weaver. Fakes the three. Goes down low to Carly Ray, who then has it stolen by, I believe, Rowe. Goes up court to Emma Maria Mendoza, who then, oh man, and Charlie Amick forced Mendoza to travel. Charlie Amick, for all of her, thought she was being called for foul. But Emma Maria Mendoza being called for a chop. Tell you what, Natchez Valley been turning the ball over like nothing. As Amick has the ball on the left wing, dribbling around. Now she's going to get tied up by Staggs, and now it's on the floor, and we end up with a jump ball. Ellie Andrews getting ready to check in for the Lady Hawks. So she'll come in and spell Durand. And with a jump ball, the possession now favors the Lady Hawks. 3:24 to go in the half. Lady Hawks trail by 5, 23-18. Natchez Valley on a 6-0 run. We had led at 1:18:17. End up going to Charlie at the top with Staggs coming out on her own. Got stripped by Staggs. With Charlie in pursuit, but Staggs going to drive down left Broadway and lay it up and in. Staggs with the steal and the bucket. 12 points for Mia Staggs. And she just stripped Lou Weaver. Two steals in a row by Staggs. And just like that, they're up by 9. 4 points by Mia Staggs. She's committing grand theft basketball. As Weaver drives into the key, and we got a foul away from the ball. That foul is on Mia Staggs. That'll be her first personal. And Ellie Andrews will take it out next to the scorer's table. Natchez Valley on a 10-0 run as Charlie has it up top, gives it in the corner to Ellie Andrews. Cross court to Lou Weaver with Amaryllis coming out on her. Her three swirls in and out, no good. But Emma Niemeyer will come down with a rebound feed. Ellie Andrews for about 8 hits. Ellie Andrews from the baseline, brought to you by Emma Niemeyer. And the slide is over. We trail by 7 as Emma Maria drives in. Bounce pass to Amaryllis, then feeds to Han Keenan in the corner. She then will dribble all the way out. Now going the left corner to Emma Maria. Can't get the three off, drives baseline. Goes up against Carly Ray. Shot is no good. Rowe comes down with a rebound. Puts up an air ball. And Carly Ray will come down with a rebound. Quickly up court to Ellie Andrews, who's going to have to pull back up. She'll feed back to Lou at the top. She then drives into the key. Bounce pass to Carly Ray. Nice spin move. Puts it away. Carly Ray. Brought to you by Lou Weaver. Lady Hawks cut it back to 5. 27-22. Brooke Kopta getting ready to check in. As Staggs ends up taking a short pass, puts up an air ball, and the Lady Hawks let it go out of bounds. Kopta checking in. She will spell Han Keenan. Yes. Lady Hawks trail by 5, 1:38 to go in half. This is a ball game compared to what we had up in Natchez. As Lou Weaver will come up, gets tied up, feeds to Andrews. Now in the corner to Charlie Amick, left all alone for 3. Hits it! You can see it coming. Her second Hank Ward and Edward Jones bomb of the game. We cut it back to 2. 27-25, Natchez Valley, 1:16 to go in the half. Staggs bounce past to Kopta, top of the key. Hands back to Staggs, tipped and stolen. Emma Niemeyer comes up with it, and then we got a foul on Kopta. Yes, indeed.
Wait, that's fouls on Emery Rowe.
Was she even close to the play? But we'll take it. 1:09 to go in the half. Lady Hawks trail by 2. 27-25. And feed Ellie Andrews deep on the right wing with Amaryllis Mendoza all over her. Wanted to go down low to Carly Ray. The pass was Aaron. It's going to be picked up by Amaryllis. Amaryllis coming up quickly goes down the court to Staggs. Drives into the key. Goes up and got fouled by who?
Okay, ended up getting fouled by Lou Weaver.
Didn't look to me to be close to the play, but we'll go with it. Mia Staggs will go to the line. She already has 11 points. She is 1-for-2 from the line. 48 seconds to go in the half. We trail by 2. Staggs to the line for 2. Puts the first off the front of the rim. No good. I don't remember we were trailing. It was like 48-13 up in Natchez Valley. We trail by two, and she misses that one as well. Niemeyer will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Andrews to Lou Weaver. Coming up the court, gets tied up by Amaryllis, but she's otherwise going to be able to come on up. Feeds it down low to Niemeyer. Oh, man, she had a great route to the bucket. And instead, she gives the pass down to Carly Ray, who then got fouled on the floor by Mia Staggs.
Staggs will pick up her second personal. So Lou Weaver will take it out baseline. With a fresh 30. 37 seconds to go in the half, and MK St. Martin will check in and spell a frustrated Mia Staggs, frustrated she can be with 11 points. I'll take that back, 14 points. So Weaver, baseline, down low to Carly Ray, wanted to go up, got tied up. She turns around, puts an interesting spin move down, hook shot, almost goes in. Instead, St. Martin will come down with the rebound. We got half a second between game clock and shot clock, 24 seconds to go. Amaryllis to Kopta. Kopta, swing around to Emma Maria. Emma Maria wanting to drive and pulling her for about 12. That's a way long shot. Emma Niemeyer will come down with the rebound. She'll feed to Lou Weaver. Here we go. 13 seconds to go. Lou Weaver coming up the court, driving into the key. Feed to Charlie. Left wing three. Hits it! Charlie Ayer for three with 5 seconds to go. Gives us the lead back. 2 seconds. Here comes Emma Maria Mendoza. They're not going to get the shot off. And the Lady Hawks go to the halftime locker room. They lead Natchez Valley here at home, 28-27. We'll be back with totals on a first half breakdown. You're listening to Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So, back here live at the Hawks Nest halftime. Before I announce the score, I'm just going to give a reminder that back on December 9th, we went up to Natchez and we got treated poorly. We were trailing 20-5 after one quarter of play. We got outscored 14-3 in the second quarter. We trailed 34-8 after one half of play in Natchez. It was grim. It was grim. We had Charlie Amick with 6 points after one half of play. She had a field goal and a three in the first quarter and then one free throw in the second. And then Emma Niemeyer scored down low. That was it for the offense. Well, things have changed, it seems, in the past month. Your score here at halftime is 28-27. The Lady Hawks lead Natchez Valley. How's that been happening? I'll tell you what. Let's look at the scores first. Your unofficial scoreboard for Natchez Valley: Emery Rowe with 2 points, Amaryllis Mendoza with 2 points, her sister Emma Maria Mendoza with 3 points,
Brooke Cope to 6 points. And Mia Staggs is leading all scorers on the court with 14 points. Mia Staggs is also leading all players on the court with turnovers. I think she had 6 turnovers, all of them traveling. In the first quarter alone, she did cut down on those turnovers in the second quarter, but she had 10 points in the first. She has 4 in the second. Lady Hawks, we have Emma Niemeyer with 2 points, Lou Weaver with 5 points, Carly Ray with 4 points, Ellie Andrews with 8 points. She's had 2 bombs from downtown. Charlie Amick leading all Hawks scorers with 9 points. I want to say she's 3 for 4 from downtown. Ellie Andrews is 2 for 3 from downtown. Fact is, we have not led much of this game. We led 18-17, and then we traded 10-0 runs. Natchez Valley went on a 10-0 run to open up a 27-18 lead, and then the Lady Hawks scored the last 10 points of the quarter and took that 28-27 lead on a left corner three by Charlie Amick. She was left wide open with less than 3 seconds to go in the half, and Natchez Valley could not get an answering shot off. Well, how is this happening? Well, a couple of things. One, we fell behind initially because we were having trouble dealing with the Natchez Valley press. And then Natchez Valley, for whatever reason, backed off on it, although we were having some additional success in breaking it. It maybe it just convinced Levante Allen that tiring his girls out if they weren't going to get turnovers did not make it worth it. That was pretty much the story of the first quarter. We were trailing 17-10 on large part because we were having trouble managing that press. Take the press up, we outscore them 18-10 in the second quarter. Story of the game, Carly Ray is finishing down low, and when we are getting the ball outside to our guards and they're getting a chance to look at it, they're hitting. Like I said, Ellie Andrews with 2 threes. Lou Weaver hit a 3 in the second quarter. And Charlie Amick has hit 3 threes. She is 3 for 4 from downtown. So if we can keep getting the rotation out to our guards and we keep hitting like we've been hitting, I mean, they are playing with confidence this evening. If we can find a way to slow down Mia Staggs on offense, she has 14 points. Emma Maria Mendoza, who led all scorers against us back in December, with 18 points, she has been held to a lone 3 late in the second quarter. So you keep the older Mendoza sister shut down. We can find a way to slow down Mia Staggs, and we keep doing what we've been doing on offense. Lo and behold, Natchez Valley is dead in the middle of the pack in the SCAC standings, 4-4, but we may come away with our second straight league victory if the second half goes like the first half did. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the SCAC standings and scoreboard and what's coming up next here in 1A basketball. When we return, we're here at halftime at the Hawks Nest, and the Lady Hawks lead Natchez Valley 28-27. Back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Halftime here in the Hawks Nest, and I'll tell you straight up. We'll go back to that December game, that December 9th game. We lost 60-23. My general observation in high school basketball has been: first time through, if you end up getting drilled, you're going to get drilled again. You drill someone the first time, you're probably going to drill them. And I frankly was coming in, I was expecting to call a much different game than what we're seeing tonight. The Lady Hawks lead 28-27 here at halftime. Let's go ahead and take a look at the SCAC standings. Zilla continues to honk our top at 8-0. They and Wapato met in a battle of the unbeaten this last Saturday, and Zilla obviously won. We will get to that in a moment. Wapato then follows at 7-1, Royal at 6-2, Cashmere at 5-3, then Natchez Valley, middle of the pack at 4-4. Kybee at 3-5, Connell at 2-6, then us at 1-7, and Waluk at 0-8. We got that one win against Waluk on Saturday. Now we are looking for two. In other action this evening, Wapato's at Connell, Zilla's hosting Cashmere, and Waluk is at Kybee. Last Saturday, College Choice beat Waluk 52-39. Royal beat Kybee quite thoroughly 67-29. Natchez Valley beat Connell, and then Zilla went to Wapato in a battle of the unbeatens, and Zilla made it clear who they think should be number one. They beat Wapato easily, and we will be their opponent. We're going to go up to their place on Friday. Zilla beat Wapato 78-51. So here's an interesting sight. The buzzer has rung. The players are on the court. The refs are not here. And here we go. Now the refs, we got two of them out here. We need the third. And they got a little bit of a Bronx cheer in coming out. Now the third one's coming out. So now we're ready to go. You see something different every year. This is the first time I've seen refs hold up the start of the second half. As Amarillis Mendoza will feed to her sister Emma Maria to start the second half. Lady Hawks lead 28-27. Amarillis at the top. He feeds off two Stags. Wants to drive baseline. Puts up a running shot off the side of the rim. No good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Rowe. Then almost lost it out of bounds. She'll be back to Stags. Now to Emma Maria at the top. Swing around to Amarillis. Amarillis dribbling to the top. Now dribbling into the key. Fights to two. To number 14. And then Amarillis launches a long three. Nothing but net. Problem is on the wrong side of the rim. Lady Hawks get the ball. They've only led by one. They've led 18-17 and 28-27. As Lou Weaver will bring it up. You've on the left wing to Charlie Amick with Stags coming out on her. Now to Carly Ray at the top. Now to Ellie Andrews dribbling at the top with Rowe coming out on her. Charlie on the left wing. Charlie now to Ray at the top. And she's got a hand back off to Charlie. 12 on the shot clock. Charlie in the corner to Lou. Weaver driving into the key. Driving against Emma Maria, gives a Euro step into the key and put it off the back of the rim. No good, but she earned her way to the line, having been fouled by Emma Maria Mendoza. She picks up her third. So Lou Weaver will go to the line for two. Lady Hawks 2-for-6 so far tonight. Natchez Valley Rangers 1-for-10 from the line. So it's literally the free throw shooting that gives us that 1-point lead. And then Lou Weaver misses the first off the back of the rim. No good. Carson Denny, the 5'2 freshman, will check in for Emma Maria Mendoza. And Denny, despite being only a 5'2 freshman, I remember, she is not a bad ball handler. So Weaver, second free throw, swirls it home. Lady Hawks by two, 29-27. As Mendoza will bring it up. Amarillis is the only one left out there. She gives on the right wing to Stag. Stag dribbling to the top. Now feeds to Rowe, hand back to Stags, drives into the key. That might have been partially blocked by Charlie Amick. And then Stags. Nope. Lady Hawks came back with the ball, but they end up stepping on the baseline. So Rowe will take it out baseline with 16 on the shot clock. Rowe
to Han Keenan in the corner. Now at the top to Mendoza. Mendoza swinging around to Staggs. Staggs on the right wing, coming up to the top to Denny. Deep on the left wing. Denny dribbling back and forth on the left wing to Rowe. She's swinging around the top. Now to Mendoza. Now in the corner to Han Keenan. Three on the shot clock. Staggs pull in from 18. Air ball. Lady Hawk defense harasses Natchez Valley in what amounts to a shot clock violation. As Lou Weaver will come up on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. Oh, she had the three. Now instead feeds Charlie Amick at the top for three off the side of the rim. No good. And Denny will come down with a rebound. She wants to run. She's coming up with Lou Weaver in pursuit. Feeds Amaryllis. Charlie Amick goes up and gets the ball, but she also put a body on Amaryllis Mendoza. Charlie will pick up her first personal, and Amaryllis Mendoza will go to the line for two. 6:19 to go in the third quarter. Lady Hawks lead the Rangers 29-27 as Amaryllis puts the free throw off the front of the rim. No good. The Rangers have been dreadful, abysmal. From the line, Lady Hawks haven't been great, but they've been better. Mendoza, two quick dribbles, puts it up and manages to hit that one. 29-28, College Place, 6:19 to go in the third. Lou Weaver coming up, driving into the key. Oh, lost her dribble onto the floor. There's a foul on the floor. Yeah, there was a foul on Emery Rowe. That is her second personal. So Charlie Amick will take it out baseline. Under the bucket. And, oh, running out of time. Feeds to Carly Ray. Almost thinks about going up. Feeds to Charlie from 12 and hits. Charlie Amick, rather, from the baseline. Hawks are the largest lead of the game at 31-28. As Mendoza, met at center circle by Lou Weaver, gives to Staggs, deep on the right wing. Back to Mendoza. Mendoza drives into the key. Cut off. Hand off to Staggs. Staggs will have to drive left lane. Cut off. Feed to Han Keenan for long two. That ends up being no good. Rowe comes down with a rebound. She'll feed to Mendoza. Lou Weaver almost had the steal, but instead they're going to call a foul on her. That'll be her second personal. Brooke Kopta to check in for Carson Denny. And Mendoza will take it out in front and gives to Kopta. On the right wing, dribbling to the top, hand off to Mendoza, that's Amaryllis, to Kopta, swing around to Staggs on the left wing, Staggs dribbling to the top, back to Kopta at the top, now to Mendoza, to Han Keaton in the corner, to Kopta at the top, swing around to Staggs, deep on the left wing, can't get the three off, swing around to Mendoza, fakes the three, drives in against Charlie Amick, oh, and calls a charge, Carly Ray got set, Mendoza drove right into her, and Coach Levante Allen cannot believe it. As Amaryllis Mendoza picks up her second personal. Lady Hawks lead by three, 31-28. That's their largest lead of the game. And we have the ball with 5:26 to go in the third. As Lou Weaver's going to be met center circle by Amaryllis Mendoza. Left wing, Carly Ray. Carly to Bertukin Durand at the top. Now to Ellie Andrews, deep on the left wing. Now at the top to Charlie. Almost had the three, but then Staggs came up with it. Going to feed to Lou Weaver. Went for the steal. Drives into the key. Shot is too strong, but they're going to say she got fouled on the floor. And that foul is going to be on Mia Staggs. She and Emma Maria Mendoza have three fouls. So Charlie Amick will take it up baseline with a fresh 30. Feed to Carly Ray in the right corner. Feed around to Lou Weaver on the right wing. Lou, back to Charlie in the corner. Down low to Carly Ray. Carly Ray quickly now getting double teamed. Drives in and goes up baseline and hits it. Carly Ray with a move to the bucket. Lady Hawks with their largest lead of the game at 5, 33-28. Staggs on the left wing to Mendoza. Mendoza fakes the pass, drives into the key, feeds to Staggs, drives into the key, puts up for about 8, and manages to rattle it home. Staggs with her first bucket of the second half. Lady Hawks by 3. 33-30. Charlie Hammett got behind the defense, lays it up and in. Brought to you by Lou Weaver, Transition Basketball. MK St. Martin to check in. As Mendoza almost loses the ball, manages to get it to Staggs. Lou Weaver almost picked her pocket again. To Rowe, deep on the right wing. And now we got the ball on the deck. Durand comes up with it, going to feed Ellie Andrews. Wanted to go up court to Lou Weaver. Oh, my gosh. And Mendoza ties up the basketball. Lou Weaver ties her up from the back, and we get a jump ball. MK St. Martin will replace Kopta. And it's Lady Hawk basketball. We lead 35-30. That equals our largest lead of the game. 4:13 to go in the third, and we have the ball. Lou Weaver, left wing, Charlie Amick.
feeding to a driving Carly Ray, kicks out to Duran from 12. Off the side of the rim, no good. Rowe will come down with the rebound. Up court to Mendoza. Mendoza cut off by Duran, feeds to Rowe, back at the top, then bounces to St. Martin in the right corner. Oh, down low to Rowe, who got in front of Carly Ray, hit the bucket and got fouled. So Carly Ray will pick up her second personal as Emery Rowe hits the two, and now to the line for the and one. Emma Niemeyer to check in for the Lady Hawks, and she'll spell Carly Ray. Ray started in, I'll tell you what, she's had the game of her career thus far this year as Rowe with the and one manages to rattle it home. Cuts the Lady Hawk lead to two at 35-33. As Weaver will bring it up, give on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. Ellie to Charlie Anik, bounce pass down to Duran, got a kick back out to Ellie. Ellie driving around with Staggs coming out on her. Now in the corner to Charlie. Charlie looking for someone to open up. Feed to Ellie at the top. Andrews down low to Niemeyer. Top of the key. Kick back out to Charlie. Six on the shot clock. She'll pull up for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. MK St. Martin gets the rebound. She'll feed to Mendoza. Quickly up the right wing. She's driving. And they get cut off by Weaver. Now dribble back to the top. Now dribbling back again to the right wing. Still maintaining her dribble. Give on the left wing to Staggs. And we're going to have a timeout with 3:14 to go in the third quarter. Lady Hawks by two, 35-33. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Rangers have led by as much as 9. Lady Hawks led by as much as 5. Currently College Place leads Natchez Valley. 3:14 to go here in the third by 2, 35-33. Natchez Valley with the inbound. Han Keenan will feed to Amaryllis Mendoza. Her sister Emma Maria is on the bench. Han Keenan now with the ball on the left wing. One dribble, gives in the corner to Han Keenan. Oh, then feeds a driving Staggs down the left block who lays it up and in. And we're tied at 35. As Weaver feeds on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. We do not have a three yet in the second half. Wanted to go down low to Emma Niemeyer, and the pass was too long. Lady Hawks turn the ball over. Can't afford that. 2:52 to go in the third. Not at a 35. Mendoza to St. Martin will feed back to Mendoza. That's Amaryllis out there, the sophomore. On the right wing to Staggs. Staggs across to Amaryllis, fakes the three, feeds to Staggs at the top, then drives down the left lane. Lane's a bit too strong. MK St. Martin can't get the rebound. And we end up with a jump ball between Ellie Andrews and Staggs. I think that's going to be Natchez Valley basketball, and it will be. Carly Ray to check back in. And she'll spell Lou Weaver. As Rowe, oh, going to St. Martin, passes too strong, and Ellie Andrews will pick up the loose ball. He managed to stop him as Duran goes up court to Charlie Amick. Charlie, with Mendoza all over her, feeds to Ellie Andrews on the right wing. Now back to Charlie, almost had the shot up as Staggs come back on her. Charlie, spinning around, drives into the key, puts up from 15. Puts off the side, of, doesn't quite drop as MK St. Martin gets the rebound, feeds Staggs in transition. Down the left lane, gets blocked and picked up by Charlie Amick. And Charlie's going to come in the other direction with Staggs behind her. And then Staggs will poke it out of bounds. Heads up play by Charlie Amick. Staggs had the break. And Charlie came behind her, blocked the ball, and picked it up. Kopta will check in for St. Martin. 2:04 to go in the third. We are knotted at 35. Charlie takes the inbounds in the right corner to Durand on the right wing to Ellie Andrews at the top. Mendoza all over her. Now she'll feed to Ray on the right wing. Ray, pass is tipped. She gets it back. Now she'll feed to Durand. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Durand dribbling to the top. Goes down to Emma Niemeyer, top of the key. Drives into the key. Lost the handle on her dribble. It's going to be picked up by Mendoza. Feed Staggs coming down the left wing. Tied up by Durand. Euro steps and manages to drop it and got fouled. Shoot. Staggs will go to the line after having made the bucket. And that foul's on Bertukin Durand. That'll be her fourth personal. And Lady Hawks, having led at 1 point by five, now in the midst of a 7-0 run, and Staggs' shot is off the back of the rim, no good. And Amick will chase down the rebound. Charlie on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. Ellie to Emma Niemeyer at the top of the key. Bounce down low to Carly Ray. She can't get the shot off, and they're going to call a travel on Carly. Yeah, I can see there might have been something hinky going on down there on the right block. And Mendoza will walk it up. With the Rangers up by two, 37-35, to Staggs on the left wing. To Han Keenan, to Mendoza for three, off the back of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound, brought down by Mendoza, drives into the key. Shot is no good. Carly Ray in position for the rebound, and they're going to call Kopta for a blocking foul. Kopta will pick up her second personal. Kopta, are we shooting fouls? We are. All right. So that we're going to be shooting fouls for the remainder of the third quarter for what that's worth. Carly Ray is going to go to the line.
Carly Ray.
Ray is 0 for 2. She has 6 points. 1:04 to go in the third. And her first shot's off the backboard and rim. No good. Carly. One dribble, quickly fires again, puts that off the side of the rim, no good. Gets her own rebound, then goes up and gets fouled again. Well, that's how you do it. We'll take it. As Emery Rowe will pick up her third person. And so Ray will go to the line again. The only problem is she's 0 for 4. So Carly, two quick dribbles, and puts that off the backboard and rim, no good. So 0 for 5, let's see if we can make one. And we got a lane violation. Yeah, the shot was no good, and the lane violation kind of renders it all moot anyway. 1:02 to go in the third, coming up on 60 seconds. Lady Hawks trail by 2, 37-35. Mendoza on the left wing to Staggs. Staggs fakes, drives down the left lane and drew the foul. I think it's going to, yeah, that's going to be on Ellie Andrews. Ellie will pick up her second personal, and so Staggs will go to the line for two. She's 1 for 5, leading all scorers on the court, and can't make that one. 52.8 seconds to go in the third. Lady Hawks trail by 2, 37-35. Staggs, left-handed dribble, puts that up off the front of the rim, no good, and Ray will come down with a rebound. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Durand has the ball on the left wing in the corner to Ellie Andrews. Wanted to go down low to Emma Niemeyer, and instead Rowe is going to steal it. She'll then feed Staggs with a 3-on-1 fast break. Nice bounce pass to Mendoza, who then got fouled by Bertuk and Durand, and Durand is finished. That'll be her fifth foul. Yep. Bertukin will be done, and unfortunately she's got no points to count for it. Lou Weaver will come back for her. It was almost like Julie Hill was riding Bertukin until she fouled out, as Staggs will also go to the bench to be spelled by MK St. Martin. So Amaryllis Mendoza will go to the line. She is 1 for 2 and make that 2 for 3. To get the Ranger lead back to 3 at 38-35. They've led by as much as 9. Lady Hawks led by as much as 5. Mendoza, two quick dribbles. Hits that one as well. Okay. So Lou Weaver will bring it up. The Lady Hawks trailing by four, 39-35. She wants to drive into the key. Feeds to Charlie on the left wing. Cross back out to Ellie at the top. Can't get the three off. She'll feed cross court to Weaver on the right wing to Ray at the top of the key. Then gets tied up, and we got another jump ball. I believe that's going to be College Place basketball. 19 seconds on the shot clock. It'll be Natchez Valley basketball. So the Lady Hawks just need to stop to keep this within four as Mendoza will be met by Lou Weaver. Feed to Kopta on the left wing. Kopta to Mendoza. Mendoza wants to drive baseline, going to get cut off. Feed to St. Martin. St. Martin drives into the key and feeds the ball immediately straight to Ellie Andrews, who got fouled by Kopta. 2.3 seconds to go, and Ellie Andrews is going to go to the line. Kopta picks up her third personal, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is, I believe, what a coach would call a dumb foul. Andrews has not been to the line tonight. Ellie, 8 points thus far. She hasn't scored here in the second half. 2.3 seconds to go in the third. We trail by four, 39-35. Ellie, just one dribble and fires and hits. 39-36, Natchez Valley. Ellie, one dribble, fires, money. 39-37, 2.3 seconds to go. Mendoza is going to get the ball to MK St. Martin. We can't get the shot off in time, and after three quarters of play, we still got ourselves a ball game. It is Natchez Valley, 39, College Place, 37. Back with the third, the fourth, rather. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
What a difference a month makes. You're trailing 48-16 after three in Natchez Valley. We trail by two going into the fourth here. In College Place, Lou Weaver with Stags coming out on her. Drives into the key. Oh, slices through the double team. Dang it. She got down on the right lane. Couldn't quite lay it up and in, but she drew the foul. She got fouled by Amaryllis Mendoza. Both Mendoza sisters now going to be riding with three fouls. Lou Weaver, one for two from the line. Trying to tie this ball game up with 7:51 left in it. Hits the first. We trail by one. The redhead, couple quick dribbles, honkers, fires, tied. Lou Weaver's three for four. We're knotted at 39. That's Emma Maria Mendoza. We'll bring it up to Amaryllis on the left wing. Amaryllis back to Emma Maria at the top. Emma Maria to Amaryllis on the left wing. Amaryllis now feed to Stags at the top. Stags to Emma Maria on the right wing for three. That's nothing but net. But on the wrong side of the rim, but someone goes out of bounds to get the rebound. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Emma Maria to Stags, drives baseline, pulls up from eight, and hits. Dang it. Man, we had him. Instead, we trail by two as Weaver will feed to Andrews, comes up the right wing. Ellie in the corner to Carly Ray. Carly getting abandoned back there. No, she needs help. She needs help. Now I'm going to feed to Charlie on the right wing. Aiming. Now going to drive in. Pull up from 12 off the back of the rim. No good. Emma Niemeyer tips the rebound. No, it's going to be picked up by Rowe. Rowe running up the right wing. Now she's going to pull up, tied up by Lou Weaver. Oh, call a charge. She elbowed into Lou Weaver. And Emery Rowe will pick up the foul. Rowe picks up her fourth personal. And the Lady Hawks might want to think about just driving. See if we can't get some foul trouble going on here. We've got a little bit of a press going up. And coming up the court, Charlie feeds Ellie Andrews, who hits on the right block. Ellie Andrews, brought to you by Charlie Anik, and we're 9-41. Emma Maria on the left wing to Staggs. And that's two Mendoza sisters out there to Han Keenan in the corner. Han Keenan feeding to Emma Maria to Staggs for three. Rims in and out, no good, but Rowe is there for the offensive rebound and put back. That is the other thing, man. We keep giving second looks. We've got to get on top of those as they tip it, and we end up turning it over. God dang it. Amaryllis then feeds Emma Maria. Amaryllis feeds Emma Maria, who then got fouled by Carly Ray. Carly Ray with her third personal. So Emma Maria Mendoza to the line. Right? Yeah, that's her first trip to the line. And the junior, I believe she is, barely hits the front of the rim. Now, she's a sophomore. Mendoza's sister is sophomore and freshman. Copta will spell Amaryllis Mendoza. 43-41, Natchez Valley. 6:12 to go in the game. Emma Maria's second free throw swirls in and out, no good. And Emma Niemeyer will come down with a rebound. She'll feed to Andrews coming up the court. Now, Ross still maintaining her dribble. Still maintaining her dribble with Emma Maria all over her. And now she'll feed to Carly Ray. Then feed up to Charlie. Charlie, yeah, she traveled. Yeah, I thought something looked hinky there. 5:54 to go in the game. We trail by two. As Mendoza, the only one out there is Emma Maria now. We'll feed to Staggs, feed back to Mendoza. Mendoza walking it up. I'm going to feed on the left wing to Copta. Copta to Mendoza, deep on the right wing. In the corner to Han Keenan. Now down low to Copta, and we got a jump ball. Charlie Amick tied her up. That is Natchez Valley basketball. 5:40 to go in the game. 16 seconds on the shot clock. We trailed by two. Han Keenan take it up baseline for Natchez Valley. To Mendoza, quick ring three. Air ball. Copta comes down with a rebound. Her shot is also no good, and Andrews will come down with the rebound. So here we go. See if you can't tie this ball game as Lou Weaver comes up. Wants to drive it, they're going to call. No, they call a blocking foul on Staggs. Interesting call. She picks up her fourth personal. Staggs and Rowe playing now with four. Drive on Staggs. Drive on Staggs. Get her out of this ball game. As Andrews will feed to Weaver. Weaver. Double clutches. Nice bounce pass to Carly Ray. Oh, couldn't make the bucket, but she did get fouled. Problem is Carly's been to the line quite a bit here as she got fouled by Copta, who also picks up her fourth personal. And Ray, unfortunately, 0 for 6, will go to the line for two. So free throws, neither team covering themselves in glory, and we don't with that one either, as MK St. Martin will spell Copta. For Natchez Valley. So Ray puts another one up. Swirls in and out, no good. And we got a lane violation. Dang it. Han Keenan will take it out baseline. An uncontested backcourt. Lady Hawks trail by two. 43-41. 5:18 to go in the game. Mendoza crosses the timeline. Gives on the left to Amaryllis, who also now has checked into Emma Maria on the right wing. Emma Maria. Drills in the corner, feeds to Han Keenan, dribbles to the top to Amaryllis. Now to MK St. Martin on the left wing. She then drives in. Oh, and she fed to Rowe, who kicked the ball out of bounds. They're saying it's off College Place. Give me a break. How is that even possible? Han Keenan will pick it up baseline with 12 seconds to go on the shot clock. And going long to Emma Maria. Emma Maria to Amaryllis in the right corner to Rowe. Back to Emma Maria. No, that's Amaryllis on the right wing. Cannot get the three off. Kicks out to MK St. Martin. Launches a long three. That's an air ball. And we got a shot clock violation. Lady Hawks not letting Natchez Valley get a look at the bucket. 4:49 to go in the game. We trail by two. And Natchez Valley is going to bring the press back, which we had trouble with in the first quarter. So we get the ball to Weaver. Weaver, handoff back to Ellie Andrews. Ellie, Cross court to Weaver, who now is going to go up court. Nope, pass, nope. And Niemeyer comes back, gathers it back in. She'll feed to Charlie, then feed to Lou Weaver, drives into the heat, lost her dribble. And it's going to be picked up by Rowe. Rowe coming up, feeds down low to Amaryllis Mendoza, who's able to lay it in on the right block. And it's the Rangers by four as they continue to press as Weaver gets stuck in the backcourt and should call a timeout. But instead, we got a jump ball. Yep, jump ball. Possession now favoring College Place. 4:19 to go in the game. We trail by four, having trouble dealing with the press. As Weaver will bring it up, going to be met by Amaryllis on the right wing to Carly Ray. Carly wants to feed it driving Andrews, instead has to hand it back to Amick, and we got a pushing foul on Amaryllis Mendoza. No, that foul's on MK St. Martin. That'll be her second personal. We're shooting fouls. We are shooting fouls for the rest of the game. Ellie Andrews to the line for two. She is two for two. Ellie with 12 points so far tonight. Swirls that in and out, no good. Lady Hawks trail by four, 45-41. 4:09 to go in the game. Ellie Andrews, one quick dribble, puts it up and hits it. She's three for four. Lady Hawks cut the lead to three, 45-42. Natchez Valley coming up on 4 minutes to go. Emma Maria to Amaryllis on the left wing. Feeds to Emma Maria, kicks off to Han Keenan, back to Amaryllis at the top. Amaryllis to Han Keenan on the right wing, to Rowe, wants to drive baseline. She's going to get cut off. We end up giving the ball down low. I can't finally feed to Emma Maria for three from the left corner. Emma Maria Mendoza with her second, Hank Ward and Edward Jones three of the game. And Natchez Valley's back up by six. We end up feeding to Amick, cross to Carly, feed to Ellie, who's free for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound's going to get lost out of bounds off Emma Niemeyer. That's only Ellie's second miss of the game from downtown. 3:31 to go in the game. We trail by six, 48-42. But it has been a good, close game as Amaryllis goes up to Emma Maria. Going left, now going right, and double dribble. Man, I'll tell you, we've had a lot of traveling and ball-carrying turnovers from Natchez Valley, particularly in the first quarter, as we're going to have a timeout. Timeout on the floor. 3:22 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail by six, 48-42. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
3:22 to go in the game, and Lady Hawks trail by six. They've trailed by as much as nine, 48-42. They have put up a valiant fight against Natchez Valley team that blew them out back in December. They're going to press the inbound. Charlie gets it into Lou Weaver. Lou, now she's going to lose the Mendoza sisters. Come up the right wing. Now it's a feed to Emma Niemeyer for a long two. Off the back of the rim, no good. Ellie Andrews comes down with a rebound and got fouled. I believe that's going to be on Han Keaton. Nope. You're saying that foul's on Emma Maria Mendoza? Yeah, she picks up her fourth personal foul. So we got to be driving against people as Ellie Andrews will go to the line again. She is three for four. Lady Hawks trail by six. Ellie, she just does one dribble. She's all business up there and hits it. So Stags will check in and spell Han Keenan. Staggs out there riding with four fouls. Rowe has four fouls. Emery Mendoza has four fouls. Copta has four fouls. And Allie Andrews hits the second. Cuts the lead to four, 48-44. Emma Maria with Charlie on her. Dribbling, goes past the timeline. And oh, they're going to call blocking foul on Charlie, which is a good call. Charlie did not have her feet set. She picks up her second. That's just the second team foul of the fourth quarter. So Amaryllis will take it out in front of her coach, her coach's seat anyway. Then feeds to Rowe at center circle. Now back to Amarillo. Oh, and they gave her a long, easy run to the bucket. Can't make the bucket, however, as Emma Niemeyer. Oh, comes down with the ball. Staggs is fouled her, and she's done. Staggs picks up her fifth personal, and she will foul out with 20 points, if I'm counting correctly. 14, 16, 18, 20. Check that, 22 points. And getting rid of Staggs, best thing you can have happen with 2:56 to go in the game. Emma Niemeyer to the line for two. Oh, baby. Free throws. Emma hits the first. Cuts the deficit to three, 48-45. Emma, two quick machine gun dribbles. Swirls in and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound. It's going to be Carly Ray who goes up and got fouled. Incredible. I mean, she barely had the ball, and MK St. Martin is going to get called for the foul, and Carly Ray is going to go to the line. The only problem is poor Carly is 0-for-8 from the line so far. Carly makes these free throws. This game is not close, and she puts that off the back of the rim, no good. You might expect Julie Hill might have a word or two with her after this. You ought to be working on those free throws. She could be leading scorer. Puts it off the front of the rim, no good, and again, we have a lane violation. And, of course, we have Natchez Valley fans who have to tell folks what the issue is. Just let her do her job, fans. Be quiet. And Maria Mendoza driving past Charlie. It ends up losing the ball to Lou Weaver. And Lou's going to go to town, go all the way. Leigh can't get her on lay-in. Now the ball's going to end up going on the deck, and we're going to have a jump ball. And the possession of favors Natchez Valley. 2:38 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail by three, 48-45. And I have an annoying fan behind me who's now deciding he's a ref. And the Lady Hawks are going to press as they get it to Amaryllis in the backcourt. Now to Han Keenan. Han Keenan going to dribble back and forth. She'll get across the timeline, go up court to Rowe. Rowe will bounce past Emma Maria, goes down left lane and lays it up and in. That was a heads-up play. Emma Maria Mendoza with her third bucket as Lou Weaver's going to come drive. Got stripped by Rowe. Now he's going to drive past Ray. Can't get the lay-in in, but Carly committed the foul. So Rowe will go to the line with Natchez Valley leading by five. Well, Carly picks up her fourth personal. Rowe will go to the line. She's 1-for-3 for the evening. And Rowe's first free throw is good. She's made the last two. 51-45, Natchez Valley, 2:17 to go in the first. Rowe, second free throw, also hits that. She's three for her last three. Or do we have a lane violation? Oh, we had a lane violation, so wipe that off. And the Rangers will press. They're going to give it in low to Weaver, up court to Andrews. Andrews, now up court to Emma Niemeyer. Instead, she's going to pull up for a long two off the back of the rim, no good. She could have had and the Rangers lose the rebound out of bounds. Lady Hawks catch a break. 2:08 to go. College Place trails by six, 51-45. Charlie has the ball in the corner. Jelly Andrews on the left wing with Emma Maria coming out on her to Lou Weaver for a contested three off the back of the rim. No good. Charlie will come down with the rebound, and then it ends up going on the deck. We've got a jump ball. That's going to be College Place basketball. Lady Hawks keep getting more chances as Weaver will take it out in front of Julie Hill's seat. Hill up and coaching. Feeds to Carly. Hand off to Lou. Dribbling to the top. With Amaryllis coming out on her. To Ellie Andrews in the corner for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Ellie skies in for her own rebound. And ends up getting a jump ball, getting tied up by Han Keenan. Heads up play by Ellie. Zeschner favors Natchez Valley, but now it's pointed our direction. As the Lady Hawks will press. Rowe will take it out baseline. Feeds to Emma Maria, quickly coming up the right wing. Dribbling in front of Charlie, feeds to Amarellis on the left wing. Now to Rowe. Then up court. I can't see that. Turn the ball over. Gets it to Emma Niemeyer, who unfortunately immediately traveled. And with 1:35 to go in the game, we're going to take a 60-second timeout with the Lady Hawks trailing 51-45. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
1:35 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail by 6. Leading scorer Mia Staggs with 22 points has fouled out for Natchez Valley. But the Rangers have the ball. As Han Keenan gets it into MK St. Martin, who puts a move on Emma Niemeyer and lays it in off the right block. That's her first bucket of the game. As we now trail by 8. As Weaver breaks the press by herself, drives into the key, pulls up from about 12 and rattles it home. Lou Weaver makes her own offense. 53-47, and then as Charlie Amick comes up the court with Emaria Mendoza, they're going to say she fouled Mendoza. So Charlie will pick up her third. And that was probably on orders of Julie Hill, as Han Keenan will take it out in front of Hill. And now feed to Amarillis in the backcourt with Lou Weaver coming back on her. Now to Emma Maria deep in the backcourt, and Charlie's going to foul her again. And now we're going to the line. Charlie will pick up her fourth personal. And Emma Maria Mendoza will go to the line. She, however, is probably... Oh, actually, no. You do want her up there. She's 0 for 2. Yep, number 3. Okay, 1:08 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail by 6. Emma Maria Mendoza to the line. Both teams now going to be shooting free throws for the remainder of the game. Mendoza's first free throw off the back of the rim and then rattles home. Way high drop. And now we're going to take a timeout with 1:08 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trailing by 7. 54-47 back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
1:08 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail by 7. 54-47. Emma Maria Mendoza to the line. She is 1 for 3. She hit her first here. And Julie Hill called a timeout to try and ice her. Problem is, in the two things with regards to this game in the second half, we have no threes, and our free throw percentage is not the greatest as Mendoza hits the second. We trail by 8, 55-47. Ray up court to Ellie Andrews, then up court to Charlie Amick, who then got over the back from Han Keenan. There is no call. Will still be College Place basketball with 1:02 to go in the game. 24 on the shot clock. Andrews will take it out far sideline. Ellie up close to Lou. Lou back to Ellie. Ellie dribbling to the top. Hand back to Lou. Lou's going to try and make her own offense. Kick out to Charlie for a top of the arc three. That misses everything. Ellie Andrews and MK St. Martin tie up for the rebound. And then they're going to call Ellie for the foul. Ellie pick up her third personal and MK St. Martin will go to the line. St. Martin is 0 for 4. Problem is we have a player, I'm going to leave her unnamed, but you can probably figure it out if you've been listening. We went 0 for 10. One player went 0 for 10 from the line. She hits the bulk of those. This is a different ball game as St. Martin misses her first. 51 seconds to go. Lady Hawks trail by 8. MK St. Martin, the sophomore. Her second free throw is also no good, but Ray has the rebound stolen from her. But then that putback is no good, and Niemeyer will come down with the rebound. As Weaver's coming up the court, how is there no foul there? As she keeps coming up, pulls up long three. That ends up being an air ball, and Ray comes down with the rebound, but then travels trying to get the shot back off. And unfortunately, we're probably going to come up short, which is heartbreaking because, man, this has been a good game. As Han Keenan will take it out, and the Hawks will continue to press. Going to feed to Emma Maria in the backcourt. Charlie can't foul her. Pass is going to be tipped, but Amaryllis comes up with it. Then feed to Emma Maria, who's going to pull back out. And they're going to try and use as much clock as they can until Lou Weaver finally fouls her. That is her third personal, and Emma Maria will go to the line again. Mendoza is 2 for 4. 2 for her last 2. 24 seconds to go. Lady Hawks trail by 8. 55-47. Oh, man. What could have been? As Mendoza manages to rattle that one home, making it a 9-point lead. And again, we're going to have a timeout. 24 seconds to go. Lady Hawks trail by 9, 56-47. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Emma Maria Mendoza to the line for the second of two with the Rangers leading your Lady Hawks by 9, 56-47, and she hits that to make it a 10-point lead, their largest of the game. As Carly Ray wants a touchdown pass, and instead she feeds it directly to MK St. Martin. To Amaryllis, who's going to pull it back out. 19 seconds to go. To Emma Maria, yeah, and this game's going to be over. The Lady Hawks, unfortunately, not going to get that second league win, as they're going to end up losing a heartbreaker to the Rangers as MK St. Martin drives into the key down Broadway and lays it up and in to make it up by 12, and then we end up turning the ball over, coming back up the court. Rats, 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 rats. We end up getting badly outscored in the fourth quarter, and that will do it. The Rangers are going to win. They're going to go to 5-4. They beat your Lady Hawks 59-47, but the game was much closer than that score indicates. We'll be back with a scoring summary and what's coming up next for your Lady Hawks. When we return, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company.
Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So the Lady Hawks fall to Natchez Valley 59-47, but the game actually was much, much closer. The Lady Hawks trailed by no more than eight until the last 90 seconds of the game as Natchez Valley started hitting free throws to pull away a little bit. Here's your unofficial scoring summary. For Natchez Valley, MK St. Martin with 4 points. Brooke Kupta with 6 points. Emery Rowe with 8 points. Amaryllis Mendoza with 9 points. Emma Maria Mendoza with 10 points. And Mia Staggs leading all scorers on the court. And this with fouling out with 3:56 to go in the game with 22 points. For the Lady Hawks, Emma Niemeyer with 3 points. Carly Ray with 6 points. Lou Weaver, 10 points. Charlie Amick, 13 points. Ellie Andrews leading all Lady Hawks scorers on the court with 15 points. What happened? Well, we're hitting threes in the first half. We did not hit any in the second half. We had trouble dealing with the press in the fourth quarter, and we were not great from the foul line. One player in particular going 0 for 10 from the foul line. We do better from the free throw line, and we potentially steal that one from Natchez Valley. But unfortunately, the Lady Hawks will go to, let's see, take a look at the standings real quick. Yeah, College Place is going to go to 1-8, and we're going to go on the road to the Wapato Wolves on Friday, and that is going to be an assignment. It is going to be difficult to beat the Wolves on the road. So Lady Hawks hoping to capitalize on that win against Waluke. Unable to do so tonight. Next broadcast will be 5:45 on the road from Wapato. We will see you then. But, as they say, don't change that dial, because we have the boys coming up next. Your final, Natchez Valley 59, College Place 47. Next broadcast Friday, 5:45. We will see you then. You've been listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.